unresolved, he expanded on others, and drew me into new areas of understanding. In Tibetan, the Dalai Lama speaks with such great speed and clarity that it was impossible for me to be distracted. Once, he became particularly inspired while describing the reflections for generating compassion. His voice rose in pitch to a level that he jokingly described as his goat voice, in which I heard the inspired absorption of a poet. During that series of lectures, he presented the full range of practices leading to enlightenment, often juxtaposing topics that others leave in isolation, all this with the depth of a philosopher. The same dual voice of poet and philosopher is present here, sometimes touching the heart with moving descriptions of the condition of life and the beauties of altruism, and at other times making careful distinctions about profound practices like meditation on emptiness, which serve as nourishment for years of contemplation. At the age of 5, the Dalai Lama was brought to Lhasa, the capital of Tibet, where he underwent the full curriculum of monastic training. Due to the communist Chinese invasion of Eastern